Welcome to another edition of Protect and Prosper, brought to you by Bimanet Kenya Limited. My name is Wanjiru Gideon Minganga. In this video, I want to talk about the two main types of insurance that are available in Kenya. Obviously, these are just broad strokes, but there are subcategories within the categories. So to begin with, general. Now, general insurance is also called term life insurance. It took me a long time to know the difference. Now, you know you have to take insurance for your car, isn't it? Because the government said so. And I'm looking at you people with Range Rovers and that party. You took that insurance because the government said you'd do so. You took that insurance because you needed it to protect your motor vehicle from loss or from theft. Then a medical insurance, for example. I know you people who only keep medical insurance because you're employed and then you dump it after you leave. Let me tell you how important that medical insurance is. It is also a general insurance product because it is designed to protect you from non-life risks. Yeah? So it's also called a short-term insurance because you have to pay for it every year. It's a renewable contract. You don't contribute for it for the rest of the year. It's just year on year, you go, you take premium financing, you pay to your underwriter. And guys, if your agent calls you, do not think it is the Antichrist. Please honor the call and pay for your insurance when it is due. That is how to keep your insurance policy alive. So those are just the basics of, you know, also household insurance is also a part of general insurance, fire insurance, etc. Now, there's the other side of insurance. That one is called life insurance, and it is designed to protect you against life risks. Now, what is a life? It's you, me, being alive. I took a policy, I'm proud to say I have 6, to protect my loved ones and to continue providing for them when I'm not here. And I know that in Africa, we don't like to talk about death, but the truth is there are 2 eventualities in your life. You will die and you will pay taxes. So it is important to talk about life insurance and to take life insurance. But when you're taking life insurance, remember, to consider 2 things. 1, your financial circumstances. Don't go and pay the cheapest insurance if you can afford a better one. Look at the needs of your family. If you're gone, are you going to be able to provide for them the way you are providing for them when you're alive? Who's going to pay for your funeral when you're gone? Will there be relocation costs, college? You know, all those things are very important to consider when taking a life insurance. And moreover, you know, because life insurance is about from the day you start probably working till the day you die, there are many things to consider throughout your life. I remember when I took my first insurance, I was a single lady. And of course, it was natural for me to nominate my parents as their beneficiaries. But I eventually got married and I got kids. And the first thing I went and did is to assess my insurance needs and obviously included my children and my husband in that policy. And I know now here is the sensitivity. I know you Kenyans. You don't want to tell your wives about the insurance policy in the bank because you're afraid they will do something to take you out and cash in. No, guys, it is such sometimes a very unfounded worry. There are billions sitting in policies that are unclaimed because the beneficiaries were not aware that that life policy existed. So ladies and gentlemen, you have now a little bit of information about the difference between general insurance and life insurance. And please continue to pay your premiums on time so that you can keep protecting your loved ones from any eventualities. Again, it was nice talking to you. Subscribe, share, see you soon. This is Wanjiru Gideon Minganga, bringing to you Protect and Prosper by Bimanet. Bye-bye.